Baby, what's up, y'all? It's Operation Kickback. Baby, March 25th. It's on like a funky song. The sun is out. Everybody out. Time to get in them pools. Time to get straight. Time to go to the beach. Oh, man, time to have that family time. Go camping. Oh, man, hiking. All that stuff. Oh, yeah, it's going to be cool. We're getting there now, y'all. We're in a whole new season, so let's get ready, enjoy, and chill, and get on this Operation Kickback, baby. So, yeah, we got a nice little music selection for y'all today. It's a little bit of versatile, but, hey, ain't that what we all about, you know? Ain't nobody the same, so it is what it is. I got Mick Master Joint in the house, baby. So we chilling, you know. What y'all want to talk about today? That's like Cody Rhodes with the wrestling. I watch a lot of wrestling. I watch the WWE, the NXT, the AEW. The Glow. I watch them all. I'm a wrestling fan on the cool. Because when sports ain't on, they still entertain. You know? I just want to share my concerns with USC. Juju Watkins got hurt yesterday in the first quarter of the game. But they still won the game for. And shout out to Kiki, I forgot her last name, Ifrin or something like that. Yeah, but the whole team actually did good. It was a few teammates in double figures, you know, and the freshmen showed out. All the freshmen showed out. So that was a good thing, and I think they still got a chance. But UCLA is a beast. Ooh, they got Betts in the middle. It ain't nothing nice. She like 6'5", 6'7". I don't know one of them. I know she tall. But, and I know her family, too. Like, you know, she related to Mookie Betts and all that. You know, for the Dodgers and all that. Yeah, the Betts, they deep, you know. Shout out to the Betts family. And shout out to my boy, Jungle Boy. You know what's up. I ain't going to put your business out there, but, you know, love you, man. Love you, man. You know, I always got to give a shout out to my boy nephew, Mike, man. Rest in peace, man. Love you, man. You know what I'm saying? Smokey Lane, love you, man. You know, Too Cool, love you, man. Oh, y'all, man, if it wasn't for y'all, I wouldn't be where I'm at today. And you know, everything, man. Thanks for being part of the legacy and my life, too. And leaving a legacy, because all y'all did, all of y'all left a legacy, too. If it wasn't by the music, it was something else. So, you know, much love. Love y'all so much, and shout out to the fams and everything like that. You know what I'm saying? Anyway, we're going to get to this first jam. You know, everybody got to have passion on what they doing. So that's why I chose this first song. And we're going to go old school with some Rod Stewart. I call this the beginning of pop music. Go.
Somewhere in the heat of the night, looking pretty dangerous, running out of patience. Mm-hmm. being twisted. Another lover cheating.
Y'all, that was Rod Stewart. He on tour right now, you know. Check the dates, man. You know, Google him up. He's still rocking to this day, y'all. You understand me? That is the legend, Rod Stewart. You hear me? Now, I was analyzing the song, Passion. That's what's wrong today. Nobody has passion on what they doing no more. That's what it come down to. You're supposed to have a passion for it. And if you ain't got no passion, you're just doing stuff for nothing. You know, you got to have passion, you know. And usually that passion comes from a spiritual sense, too. You know what I'm saying? You know. So, if you don't have passion, 9 times out of 10, you don't have no spiritual sense neither. You hear what I'm saying? And there ain't nothing wrong with it because it's always available, okay? It's always available, all right? You know. That's what, you know, hey, that's what the whole Bible, everything is for. You know, to revive your spirit. Once you revive your spirit, you have that passion. Baby. So, you know, yeah, I had to put that one on. That was on my mind when I was coming up here, too. I was like, yeah, I got to put on that. Rod Stewart, it's something about that passion. It was on my, I woke up this morning thinking about that. So it had to be on my mind and my heart and everything like that for the give it to y'all like that. And hopefully it'll revive some spirits out there today. You know, just that song alone. Because if you hear that song, he would tell you. And, you know, and like I say, I call this the beginning of pop music, really. Because, like, that song right there, you couldn't call that song rock and roll. You couldn't call that song R&B. You couldn't call that song nothing. All you could call it was a good song, you know. And it was passion. And it had a little bit of everything. He was kind of rapping before they was rapping. You know what I'm saying? Before Sugar Hill and all that, man, y'all better think about it. But it's bigger than what we think. You know, music is a universal thing, and we need to take advantage of it at all times and get that passion back for it. Because even people making songs these days, they ain't got no passion. They don't have no passion for the song neither. They just making song, you know. Talking about nothing. There's so much stuff going on. Y'all could be talking about that, but y'all want to talk about nothing instead. Come on now. We could do better. And it ain't just hip hop. Cause y'all pop people out there, y'all making nothing. Y'all making some weak songs, man. Weak titles, all that. Don't have nothing to do with nothing. You know, come on, y'all. It's more to talk about. It's too much going on. You got Russia. You got China. You got the U.S. You got Canada. You know, you got the tariffs going on. Oh, man, you got the deportation going on. It's a lot of stuff going on, you know. It's too much stuff going on for y'all to be talking about hoes and clothes, you know, and bros, and shows, and toes. Ooh, man, I be tickling myself. But chalk this up. Now, you know, in the early 80s, you know, late 79, you know, one of the first hip hop songs came out, Rapper's Delight. But at the same time, heavy metal was going too. And so, I wanted to play one of my favorite heavy metal songs and heavy metal bands that I like. Cause I used to listen to heavy metal too at the time and hip hop. And then they ended up putting it together, but we're going to get to that a little bit further, but I want y'all to check out this next jam. This going to be Def Leppard, Rock of Ages. Chalk this up. Montag, lieben, glauben, glauben.
All right. I got something to say. Hell, it's better to burn out. We'll be right back.
All right, y'all. That was Def Leppard, Rock of Ages. Now, the reason why I played that song, like I say, because back in the day, hip hop and heavy metal, and they actually had New Wave back then, too. Next week, I play some New Wave. You know what I'm saying? You know, just give you a little history on music, period, to where, you know, because New Wave now is like the new EDM, you know? But it was like, when New Wave came out, it was like a British invasion at the same time, because the British is the ones that, you know, that put out the New Wave. And it was most synthesizer music and stuff like that, but it had meaning to it and everything, and everybody got into it, because even they had Duran Duran. What was that? Spandau Ballet. Even George Michael's came from the New Wave. With Wham. Y'all know my music, y'all. Y'all got to excuse me. I be loving my music, man. Who else? It was a group out there. Flock of Seagulls. Men at Work, you know. Dang, what was his name? They even had a funk group, too. They made that Genius of Love. You know. Talking Heads. There you go. Talking Heads. Yeah. They was good, too. But, yeah. New Wave was a good thing. Then you had Punk Rock, too. Punk Rock was out, too. Punk Rock was another one, because, you know, you got to have, what's the new group they got today? They ain't even new no more, but they've been around for a while. I forgot their name, but they came from the punk rock. So did Beastie Boys. Beastie Boys were punk rockers before they was rappers. And the reason why I was getting into all that, because later on, around the mid-80s, Rick Rubin, that's what I said, Rick Rubin, decided to mix heavy metal with hip-hop. And this is the song that got hip-hop onto MTV, and it broke the sound barrier. Because they wouldn't play hip-hop on MTV for a long time. You would hear it on BET or whatever, or you would see it on BET, Rap City and all that, but they would not play hip-hop on there. But when this came out, they broke the sound barrier. And this next jam is Run DMC, King of Rock.
I'm the king of rock. There is none higher. Sucker MCs should call me sire. My kingdom, you must choose fire. I won't stop rocking till I retire.
Now we rock dark parties and come correct. All cuts are on time and rhymes connect. Got the right to vote and we'll elect. And other rappers can't stand us, but give us respect.
Two.
Now I walked on ice and never fell. I spent my time in a plush hotel. I stood on many stages, held many mics. Take airplane flights at huge heights.
So all you sucker MCs, you gotta say please.
Cause money jumps high.
I'm pulling down reeds, got a song so strong. It's knocking down trees, is it hard to believe it from
DMC?
All right, y'all. Yeah, that was Run DMC, man. They was our rock stars. If you was in hip-hop, when you went to go see Run DMC, they was big as rock stars, no lie. They had everything they had. Oh, man, but it was just so hip-hop, man. Now DJ Run's my name. Jam Master J is his. He's DMC, and I am running. That's the way it is. They used to, woo, man. Man. Oh, man. Oh, man. I don't even want to start. But, yeah, I was talking to John about it, you know. They used to come down to the Long Beach Convention Center every year. They used to have this deal called the Fresh Fest. So the Fresh Fest came down here probably like three different times. But the third time, me and my sister were supposed to go, but we was on punishment. We couldn't go. So they had a riot. You know, first it started off with the Crips and Bloods, and then it got racial, and then it just got deep. And so after that, you ain't heard no more hip hop. Had no Long Beach Convention Center since 1984. I'm telling you, no lie. And if you do, they sprinkle them in or something like that. But there ain't no headliner, I tell you that much. You know, and I mean, you can't blame them because business is business when it comes to, you know, come down to it. You know, business is business, you know. But to say the least, y'all. You know, I played the Run DMC because that's when Rick Rubin decided to mix heavy metal with hip hop, you know. Then it was another group that came out who was actually a punk rock band at first. He had got them, you know what I'm saying? They were called the Beastie Boys. And Beastie Boys was good, you know. They end up being good rappers too, but they was also a good band because they end up went back to their roots for a minute and everything. But they always was hip hop, you know. And something about it, it's like, okay, they had other groups after that once, you know, Run DMC and Beastie Boys came out. Then you had like Papa Roach, Limp Bizkit, Blink 182, you know, Red Hot Chili Peppers. Man, it was a lot of System of a Down. All of it's rock, but it's hip hop affiliated. You hear what I'm saying? I don't care what you say. They even had some other groups. Man, there's one group out of Vegas, man. Again, Sundown Baby, Come Down the Baby. Ah, I forgot their name. They was good too, man. They was good. They looked at weird a little bit. And then you had even all the way down to Insane Clown Posse. The Juggernauts, they deep. You know what I'm saying? But that's hip hop. You can say what you want to say. It's hip hop and rock together. And I could tell you another thing. I remember when Kid Rock was doing hip hop. You know what I'm saying? You know, Kid Rock used to do straight up hip hop. It was only two dudes on, what label was it? But the only two dudes was KRS-One, Boogie Down Productions, and Kid Rock. And I seen Kid Rock before. He was a bad DJ. He was a bad DJ. He was cold. You know what I'm saying? But he just had a lot of talent, you know. And then it could go deeper than that. I got one favorite rapper. He's happened to be a white dude. It's Bubba Sparxxx. Bubba Sparxxx is bad to me. Bubba Sparxxx is bad, you know. I think, you know, at a time when Eminem and Machine Gun Kelly and all of them was out or whatever, he brought that countryside to rap and made it cool. But he could flow. He could really rhyme, you know. Oh, man, that's deep. But Eminem, too. Eminem, man. Eminem is still the baddest, you know. Yeah, he's still the baddest, man, you know. It is what it is. Ain't no. And then, you know, see, I've been doing hip hop since 1983. And I've seen Eminem's long time ago before it ever was an Eminem. You know, I've seen some chins and I've seen some, Cypress Hills and Kid Frost and all that before ever. They ever even came out. You know what I'm saying? We used to do Cypress every other Sunday up at Venice Beach, man. And people come from all walks of life, man, ready to bust a rhyme on you. You know what I'm saying? And then back then, we didn't have no music, you know, until we started beatboxing. And shout out to all the beatboxers out there. Rest in peace to Bismarck E, you know what I'm saying, Human Beatbox. You know, shout out to Rozelle. And all the other beatboxers out there, they call it Sarah beatboxing now, you know. Hey, man, it's a whole nother level now. You know, I'm an old school beatbox, so you can't expect me to do all that new stuff they do. But, man, shout out to y'all for keeping it alive, you know what I'm saying, because that means we didn't do art stuff in vain. And thank y'all so much, man, for keeping it alive. That's all them people overseas up in England and Germany and Australia and New Zealand and, you know, all that, man, you know. Because they talk about it's only four elements of hip-hop. No, it's five. Because you can't leave out the beatbox. You can't do it. Ain't no way. Somebody could come up right now and say, I know how to rhyme. If I bust a beat, he going to go. And I'm going to bust, too. And I ain't going to, you know, I got bass. You hear what I'm saying? I could bust, so don't sit here. Beatboxing is the fifth element of hip-hop, okay, y'all? Y'all heard it first from me. Michael James Netherlands Sr., a.k.a. Rockbox, over here at City Heart Veteran Council. You better ask somebody. Save it for Sammy Lunch Meat, you know, somebody. But okay, Chad, you know, enough of that. So now, we're about to get into the Beastie Boys. Paul Revere, check it out.
Now, here's a little story I got to tell about three bad brothers you know so well. It started way back in history with that rap
MCA
and me.
My team.
Been had a little horsey named Paul Revere. Just me and my horsey and a quart of beer. Riding across the land, kicking up sand. Sheriff's flashes on my tail cause I'm in demand. One lonely BCIP. All by myself without nobody. The sun is beating down on my baseball hat. The air is getting hot, the beer is getting flat. Looking for a girl, I ran into a guy. His name is MCA, I said howdy, he said hi. He told a little story that sounded well rehearsed. 4 days on the run and that he's dying of thirst. The brew is in my hand, and he was on my tip. His voice was hoarse, his throat was dry, he asked me for a sip. He said, can I get some? I said, you can't get none. Had a chance to run, I pulled out a shotgun. Quick on the draw, I thought I'd be dead. He put the gun to my head, and this is what he said.
Now, my name is MCA, I got a license to kill. Yeah. I think you know what time it is, it's time to get ill. Yeah. Now, what do we have here? An owl and his beer. Uh-huh. I run this lane, you understand, I made myself clear.
We stepped into the wind, he had a gun, I had a grin. You think the story's over, but it's ready to begin.
Thank you.
All right, y'all. Yeah, that was Beastie Boys, Paul Revere. They broke the sound barrier, too. That first album was cold. And they had a few albums that was cold, you know. And DJ Hurricane is actually DMC's brother. That was their DJ, you know. Yeah, man, you know. So the elevation of hip-hop and heavy metal, it got deep. It lasted all the way to, like, maybe almost the mid-90s. Then after that, to me, I say, I don't know. I don't know what happened. I don't know what happened. I guess everybody's interest changed. It was more hip hop, you know, because you know, once Tupac and Biggie came out, it started overshadowing everything. You know, yeah. So I can say that much. So what I would say, I say the gangster rap took over. And then it wasn't just West Coast no more. You know, you had the South, Midwest, you know what I'm saying, East Coast. Everybody was into it by then. So, you know, that's all the record labels wanted to put out. And then it gets deeper than that, too. But I'm not trying to point no fingers or nothing like that right now. Maybe we could elaborate that on another day or something like that. You know what I'm saying? But it got deeper. It got deeper. I think it was some self-gratification going on among certain folks and everything. But hey, I want to give a shout out to the listener in Seattle right now, man. Much love. Much love. Hey, God bless you and your fam. And keep on checking us out, man. Operation Kickback. You can always check us out, man. We also got a website, cityheart.org. Yeah, allcityheart.org. Yeah, allcityheart.org. Check out the website. Go on and, you know, get in touch with us, man. You know what I'm saying? You know, get in touch with us. We'll stay in touch with you. And we just thank you for taking your time out to actually check us out, man. Much love, man. I hope you enjoy the music. I hope you enjoy the conversations and the history lessons and everything. I try not to be too biased or nothing like that because, you know, at the end of the day, we all got an opinion and, you know, mine don't have to be satisfactory or whatever, just like yours don't either. But, you know, hey, you know, a closed mouth don't get fed neither, you know. So thanks for tuning in, man. Much love. But we're going to end this today with Dougie Fresh. Remember, I was talking about the beatboxing. Now, check this out. Before I put this on, when I first heard Dougie Fresh, I wanted to quit beatboxing. I'm not lying to you, because he was that good to me. I was like, dang, how can he do that? But, you know, when I was getting into it, I mastered everybody. So I even mastered him. So it wasn't no big thing no more. So I had to start learning how to do my own stuff. So I would usually keep it old school and keep it West Coast. Then even when I moved to Texas, I even kept it a little South and even did a little screwed up stuff with the beatbox. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, I'm probably a little bit different than everybody else. But we're going to get into Dougie Fresh. This is the show. Thanks, y'all, for tuning in. And I might come back on before I go off and say my goodbyes and my shout outs. Much love. Here we go.
Excuse me. me, Dougie Fresh.
Yes.
Have you ever seen a show when fellas on the mic with 1 minute rhymes that don't come out right? They bite.
They never write.
That's not polite. Am I lying?
No, you're quite right.
Well, tonight, on this very mic, you're about to hear,
we swear, the best star rappers of the year.
So, cheerio,
yell,
scream, bravo.
Also, if you didn't know, this is called The Show.
Fresh, you're on. I said, hold on, there's been a mistake. Honey, my name's Slick Rick, not Frosty Flakes.
Oh, golly, why?
She was raised in hell. She said, oh, my name is Maggie, but call me Michelle. Bust a move, we show and prove. Hey, yo, Doug, do that record jam on the groove.
Is it real?
All right, y'all. Yeah, that was Dougie Fresh. Yeah, I want to thank for everybody tuning in today. Much love. Yeah, I want to give a shout out to City Heart Veteran Council, U.S. Vets, CVC, Plaza, Commons, Savannah, VRC, Spirits, Nicole, everybody. You know what I'm saying? The Women's Shelter, everybody. You know, much love, y'all. Let's stay together. You know, let's do what we got to do. You know, we all we got. So, you know, I just want to say peace of hair grease, truce of hair mousse, and we're going to leave y'all with this Grandmaster Flash and the Furious Five, Scorpio. Baby.